This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Coming up, we've got the John Cantley video. We failed, or I failed, to be more specific, in the last hour playing back. The Washington Post version started to speed up in its audio for some reason, making John Cantley sound more like John and the Chipmunks. So we'll get into the hopefully better audio here in just a few moments from his latest propaganda video as released by the people claiming to be ISIS. First, though, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here, and we go to Chris listening in St. George, in Utah, KZNU. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Chris. Good. What's on your mind tonight?
So I just want to throw it out there. I heard Jason talk a little while ago, and I actually know Jason. Great guy. You guys asked him, do you think it's the Mormon thing here? I think that sometimes people
Just to clarify what you're talking about for our listeners just tuning
in.
There was not quite a raid, but a police crackdown, I guess, if you will, on a dance party there in St. George over the weekend on Friday night. They said there was no dancing allowed. They need a permit for dancing. And despite the organizers thinking they had a permit for dancing, the police showed them a handwritten note that said they have no dancing permit. And then they hung around for a while with a video camera to make sure nobody was doing any shaking to the music. So that's what happened, and there was some discussion about, Johnny Ray was asking, well, is this the Mormon influence that is leading to this kind of, this unfun, this crackdown? Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to throw out there that I think sometimes people use the religion, like, you know, just like I think sometimes people get into the police department so they can use the police department. So I just want to throw, I don't think it is the Mormon thing, but I think they definitely use that as their reasoning for taking away liberties. That makes
sense. Okay, so when you say they use that, who's using the Mormon thing as their reason? The government guys or the Mormons?
Yeah, I think so. I think they use, because the idea of it, and you guys talked about the grinding and stuff, you know, no one even knows if the kids were going to be doing inappropriate things. Right? I mean, they're keeping them from dancing because they're just assuming that, and they understand that a large population is Christian and Mormon. So I think they use that.
Any would-be tyrant will use the religion to further their own tyrannical ends, petty tyrant or otherwise.
Exactly. And I just wanted to point that out. I mean, we use stuff, and I use stuff. I'm running for office, and I'm not trying to publicize myself, but I use a political party to run, and we all use it. I just wanted to throw that out there, though, when you ask for the Mormon thing. That's my thought.
Sure
they use it, but I don't know if I'd blame it on that. So.
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. I don't blame the Mormons personally. I just I think it's just people that want to control others, and those people come from all stripes.
Yes, they do.
And the reason I ask is because it seems insane to me that they would break up a party and watch to make sure there was no dancing happening. But maybe this sort of thing happens everywhere, and I just don't know it.
Well, I don't know how far and wide this is, but I do know that in New York, they still have cabaret licenses. So right there in, you know, urban New York City, where people are supposed to be all kind of progressive, you can't have dancing there either. So whether it's a small town in Utah or the biggest city in the United States, the same thing is true. You got to have government permission to shake your booty.
You know, on the Johnny Ray tip, I grew up listening to Rush, and I was a big fan of traditionalism. Yeah,
okay.
Traditionalism as a concept was strong in me because I was a stupid kid, and I recognized that I was a stupid kid, and I wanted to, and I hoped that I could rely on the traditions
to provide you the best path
guidance
in life.
Yeah, and
there must be traditions for a reason, right?
Yeah, and
argumentum ad antiquium.
And I have since rejected traditionalism because I can't trust it anymore, and I feel a little sad about that because I'm kind of messed up and stupid still, and I don't know, when tradition gets mixed up with the state, and, well, it is a tradition to pay your taxes, And I don't know what I'm saying anymore, but tradition getting mixed up with the state, I think.
I don't think you should talk bad about yourself, Johnny Ray. You're not a stupid man. You're very intelligent.
Is part of my rejection of traditionalism itself.
Yeah, I'm no fan of traditions either. I have respect for self-created traditions, like if you've created, like amongst a group
right.
of friends or family or something, a ritual, something that you do that's fun and that you know is done on a periodic basis. That's cool. I like that. I have respect for that. But to just
effectiveness.
That would count for some people, but for others, you know, there's these long-running things that nobody really knows why they're done the way they're done. They're just done. And so it's expected that they should be done with you in your life. But turns out that when you break away from some of that stuff, like going to college, getting married, having children, you know, having the same job all the way through retirement, I don't know if you want to qualify all those as traditions, but they seem that way in some aspects. Doing all of that may not be the best thing for you. In fact, maybe your life will be better if you don't have children. Maybe your life would be better if you didn't go to college and spent all that money on an education that maybe you didn't really need or wasn't helpful to you at all to get ahead in life.
Those are the sort of things, though, that you never really know. Right,
like you can't compare apples to apples.
How can you know if you're going to have a better life if you go to college when straight out of high school than if you don't? Because you're not. Mostly, what my problem with college is that people think they have to go,
yeah.
And we send in many cases the most unqualified of the population to go to 4-year universities. I mean,
meaning people who don't know what the hell they want to do in life.
Yeah, people who's like, whoa, are you kidding me? I'm getting out of mom and dad's house. I can do whatever I want. That's what it seems mostly like to me.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Warren in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Warren.
You know who it is, man. It's Lauren, dude. The guy messed up my name, but that's regular stuff. You know what I mean?
Lauren. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, man. Yo. This Ebola thing is starting to get serious, man, and I'm thinking that it's going to be, you know what I mean, a new apocalyptic, like, situation that's going to go down.
Apocalyptic?
Did something happen today with Ebola?
Nah, man, but it's spreading bad, man. I know.
Someone's got it in New York, Mark. I don't know if you saw that headline a couple days ago.
Yeah, like a 5-year-old kid is getting tested for it, and the doctor came back with it.
So you think the Ebola is going to be an apocalypse, meaning that you think it'll be widespread and destructive?
Yeah, widespread, man. Total chaos, pandemonium.
What makes you think that?
Because, man, there's no cure for it, dude. And,
like, I don't know. I heard some people got cured recently. I heard there is a cure.
They're working on a serum.
I think it's the people's immune systems that are killing.
They're fighting it off?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, so there are 3 confirmed cases.
In the U.S.?
Ebola contact tracing Dallas, Texas.
Doesn't really sound like an epidemic to me, Warren. Lauren. I'm not sure
I mean, the incubation period is 21 days, man.
That's correct.
So I think, like, a month from now is going to be widespread, bro. So, you know what I mean?
Do you think it's a super weapon?
What difference does it make? I mean, you and I think about Ebola, what difference does it make? I mean, because it's either going to do what it's going to do or it's not going to do what it's not going to do, and... You know, the only thing you can do is choose to stay in your house, right?
Yeah, I mean, I pray to God. I know God is going to protect me, man. You know what I mean? Because I have a mission in life.
Well, then what are you worried about?
Do you have a lucky rabbit's foot?
Excuse me?
Do you have a lucky rabbit's foot?
No, man. God does not protect
people without lucky rabbit's feet.
What? Now, wait a minute. If you are so certain you're protected, then why are you so concerned?
I'm concerned because I don't want people to die, bro. You know what I mean?
They just need to pray, right?
Wait a minute. Why would God protect you but not those other people?
Hold on, brother. Listen, if I die to Ebola, if I die young, God wills it. That's what. You know what I mean?
So now now you're admitting there is a chance you might die.
I mean, either way, I don't care, dude. You know what I mean?
Why are you calling to stir up fear? Why are you calling?
I'm not fair at all, Ian. Listen to me.
You sound like someone who cares to me.
To be successful in his mission to infect
you don't
the
want
world
what?
With Ebola, he wants to infect the world with the Ebola. Him and his Illuminati overlords. I know it because Ebola was made by the UN.
By the lizard people.
No, by the UN.
No, and the UN's run by lizard people, right, Lauren?
Duh.
Nah. I mean,
oh, you're not one of those guys?
Every time when I call in, brother, you always have to talk about lizard people. And,
because you said Lorne, you liked it at one point. That was, it was one of your conspiracy
that,
theories. Yeah.
Hey,
well, I'm with you, Lorne. I think that this Ebola was cooked up at a bioweapons facility in Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone.
Thanks for the call, Warren. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll free line. If you care about your online privacy, please look into ProXPN. You can actually go and try it out for free. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software there. It's a project that will encrypt your data connection, meaning your internet service provider. Once you start using ProXPN, your ISP won't know what you're doing online anymore. Right now, your ISP is probably logging the websites you visit, the search terms you enter. They might be keeping that information as long as 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening by encrypting your internet connection with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Software is there for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, Linux users. Setup's a little different for you, but you can get it rolling pretty easily. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. It's all there with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee on that premium account. You'll want to use these codes. There's two codes. One of them's for those of you who are not paying with Bitcoin. You'll save 50% on an annual account if you use code FTL50. And if you are paying with Bitcoin on the annual account, you'll get 62% off by using code FTLBTC. So you get it all over there at proxpn.com/FTL. Codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. Johnny Ray, you actually agreed with Lauren, who called in earlier. I mean, he's a notorious conspiracy theorist. We actually haven't heard from him in quite a while. I feel like it's been a year since Lauren has
heard
the show.
I think he called it on Sunday.
Oh, did he? But prior to that, it has been a while.
It has been a break, yes.
At least since I had heard from him. And normally he calls in with some absurd conspiracy theory based on paranoia and fear-mongering, etc. But Johnny Ray, you sound like you were buying into the idea that the Ebola thing is some sort of a plot, that someone, some shadowy group is behind this. What's your viewpoint on this, Johnny Ray?
Well, I don't think that the shadowy people are – I think it was a mistake. I think that there is research going on where just as we might take some DNA from a sea anemone and put it into our corn to make the corn do, you know, whatever we want it to do, that the sea anemone
Ian has
do.
Never taken DNA from a sea anemone and put it in corn.
We, as in all of us, all of humanity and our genetically modified organisms, I think it's silly to think that the U.S. military and the whole defense apparatus wouldn't be experimenting and creating genetically modified viruses, creating bioweapons, regardless of any treaties that it might be bound by.
And you believe that there is some sort of location in Sierra Leone where that's going on?
Yes.
Is there a military base or some sort of military installation there?
There are. I'm going to have to get the exact name for you.
Sierra Leone is known as one of the world's worst countries. It's usually down in the very bottom three, just above North Korea.
Well, Yemen's down there, too, and the United States doesn't have any problem funding them and getting whatever they want from their dictators.
Well,
so I don't think that means anything particularly.
I have to say, Johnny Ray, that if it's going to be – if it turns out that this came from the government, this Ebola situation, then it would make more sense that it was a mistake than on purpose, right? Because if it was on purpose, then they failed miserably because Ebola isn't the worst. It's not the baddest of the bad things that could be released onto mankind as far as, it's supposedly not airborne. You have to come into contact with somebody's bodily fluids typically. They have to be showing the symptoms as well for it to be contagious in the first place. So, I mean, as far as bad stuff that could be released, viruses and things like that, Ebola is definitely not the worst of scenarios. So if it was something they were trying to do on purpose, they failed at that. But if it was an accident, that does – there's a little bit of plausibility there, Johnny.
Yes, or they realized that this new strain of Ebola that they've developed, it could be something that they've introduced purposefully in order to create fear, knowing that it wouldn't – That it was good for creating fear, but maybe
but not
it
killing people.
Yeah, but maybe it wouldn't kill a lot of people.
That's another interesting theory. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. Bill's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill.
Hi, Ian. Hey,
hey Bill.
I had a quick question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
About conspiracy theories, about absurd, outrageous, crazy theories. Because I hear people call in, and when they have any type of information that goes in a certain direction that you guys can get a little bit insulting to them. But anyways, I just wanted to know that when let's say a president comes out on TV and announces a plan for world government. And they get right up on TV, it's on CNN and everything, and they announce who's going to be doing the plan and how they've implemented it. And then you see it implemented, and you see it all happening in your town, in Keene, in Montague, in Greenfield, and across the country. And you see the plan happening, and it's announced by every other president after the first one in 1991. At what point do you guys stop calling people that call in outrageous conspiracy theorists?
Which people have we... Wait a second. You asked a question... I want to rebut with a question.
It's all there.
Who have we called outrageous conspiracy theorists besides Lauren?
I listen quite often, and it's quite often.
I don't think it happens often.
I think there is a one world government,
and it's in Washington, D.C.
You guys have to say, but at the same time, I want to try to, you know, accept what you have to say and not try to, you know, just call you names and stuff. You know, I want to
think there,
that.
I think there is a one world government.
You know, but I agree with them on 80% of this other stuff. So, you know, those guys are cool. Mm. We're, you know, 80%, 20%, they're crazy and outrageous, you know, but I'm not going to, you know, just call you that.
Do you believe in lizard people, Bill?
No, see, that's a whole different distraction.
Well, that's what Lauren believes. He denied
it
today.
You call it a distraction. I'll call the 9/11 conspiracy theory a distraction.
He denied it today, Bill, but in the past he has said... Bill?
I'm a welder, so I know for a fact that 9/11 is an inside job, because I would be cutting with diesel fuel every day at work.
I want to talk about lizard people, though. Look, Bill, just so you know, Lauren...
I don't want to talk about lizard people.
Well, see...
People that study this, they realize that the lizard people, that's a distraction to get you away
then
from.
Why are you
United
saying
Nations
that it's such a problem? We're calling out Lauren for his lizard people stuff.
He can't hear you when you're talking over top of him.
Well, if you let him go, he doesn't stop.
Bill, Mark's trying to speak to you. Can you give him a moment here to get a word out edgewise?
Sure.
Okay. So Lauren has called in on more than one occasion talking about lizard people. I don't take anybody who talks about lizard people seriously, because I suppose you could call them a distraction. So, do I want to hold Lauren accountable for the things he's said in the past? I do.
Well, you see, the thing is, I kind of have some respect for people like David Icke and stuff, who they believe in lizard people, I know, which is weird, but they have a lot to offer humanity in other areas.
I like a lot of what David Icke says about spirituality and things like that, Bill. I mean, I don't reject somebody out of hand just because they believe in conspiracy theories. There's conspiracy theories out there. Some of them are true. But I just believe that, Bill, I believe that a lot of conspiracy theories are a time waster for people. And I thank you for the call tonight. Okay, thank you for the call. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I don't need a conspiracy theory to show me that there's a police state out there. I mean, that's pretty real. It's pretty clear. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here and join us via Skype if you like. We're on Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request over. It will be approved. And once it is approved, you can easily reach us on Skype from that point forward. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark. Go get a free pound of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. It's there for you, a free pound of the best coffee. Shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You don't have to agree with us or disagree with us on Free Talk Live to get your free pound of coffee. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And when you continue to get your coffee, because it's a subscription program, you can cancel it at any time. But you get your free pound there. If you decide you like it, continue to get your coffee from there. And we'll be able to help people around the world through kiva.org. We're giving some of the proceeds are given back to us, and then we're giving those on to Kiva.org. And that's the reason I'm participating in this program is because BuzzBox makes it possible for us to help people around the world through microloans. It's not a handout. It's a hand up. When they pay that money back, we're going to give it to somebody else. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get started.
All right, so I want some more comments here on what Bill had to say there a moment ago. Bill has been calling the show for a while. We've actually met Bill in person a number of times. He lives in the region here. He's a supporter of Cop Block and just generally a nice guy, but he's been upset at us from time to time on the airwaves here because, well, most of us on the show aren't true believers in every conspiracy theory that comes along. And neither is Bill, as we just discovered. Bill doesn't believe in the lizard people conspiracy theory. So everybody has their limitations. Everybody has their, you know, theories that they think are bunk. And you're entitled to your opinion, certainly. Now, on Free Talk Live, you can share your opinion with us and with everybody listening. Unlike most talk shows, where if you call in to talk about, you know, why you think Ebola is a conspiracy or lizard people or 9/11 truth or whatever it is that your deal is, you're probably not even going to make it through the phone screener, let alone on the air with the actual host. So one thing's for sure is Bill and Lauren and everybody else who has something they want to share, they've always, always been able to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to sit here and nod our heads and say, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, you're right on.
Well, this is the reason we lost. Remember Kalispell, Montana, that station
right.
out there?
Yeah, KGEZ.
KGEZ. And we lost that station because we didn't agree sufficiently enough with the conspiracy theorist crowd that was sort of populated that station.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got censored, as it were. Not in a sort of illegal fashion, just, you know, we don't want your kind around here kind of censorship. Now, one thing that Free Talk Live does that no other show is going to do is you try calling Alex Jones with whatever you want to talk about. You may or may not get on. It's unlikely you will because there's lots of callers and he's busy monologuing.
I don't know what his phone policy is.
I don't either. But I know what Free Talk Lives is, and you can call in with anything, and we may or may not agree with you, but you will get out on dozens and dozens of radio stations.
Sometimes one of us will agree and others won't. Johnny Ray was sort of on board with this whole Ebola is a conspiracy thing. Look, I think that your viewpoint should get out. And if I have a viewpoint that says, you know, somewhat different, I'm going to let that out there, too. And I think that conspiracy theories in general are a waste of time. Whether or not Ebola was some sort of mistake by a military research lab or whether Ebola just happened naturally or whatever really doesn't matter to me. What matters is what are they doing now? Are they locking people down? Are they taking people's freedom away? Yeah, there's some quarantine provisions in place in New York and New Jersey that are particularly restrictive. I've heard Illinois also got them now. So there's some disturbing stuff going on there. Is there a police state? A bill was suggesting that, you know, look around. You're living in a conspiracy. Okay, yeah, there's no doubt that there have been people who have for years been conspiring, but most of it's been done openly. To control people, to increase the amount of militarization of the police for the purposes of putting more control in place over people. I don't need to know the transcript of the Bilderbergers meeting where they made those decisions to know that that's something that's happening. It doesn't matter to me if it was Barack Obama or his handlers, the people pulling the strings, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR. To me, the names and the places are irrelevant to what's actually happening. I don't care which city councilors in this town we were talking about earlier in Wisconsin voted to send the police with 24 men and a bear cat after a 75-year-old man for not paying some fines on his property, his junky property. To me, the details of who and the where are less important than the what. This is what's happening. You could be next. This guy had a messy yard, and he had 24 cops and a tank come after him. That's what's relevant information, not the fact that some rich muckety-mucks and politicians get together and have conversations about this stuff. Who's surprised by that?
What I think is important is what Free Talk Live tries to do is point out how power is used in a corrupt fashion. And if you try to point out who is using power in a corrupt fashion, you quickly move into a us and them mentality. And what the us and them mentality says to me is we want them out of power so that we can get into power, and then the power will then corrupt you guys who just got into power. That's the reason I don't like to play this game with I know who the secret bad guys are, and I know what organizations they populate. Because the chances are, if it filters down to you and me, that those organizations, if that was where the secret bad guys were, they have moved on to other organizations, and now those organizations are populated by probably useless pawns or something. Because the idea is that the average person can somehow figure out the machinations and the inner thoughts of the dark cabals of the most evil men in the world. And I just don't believe you can. If these evil men are out there and they're as smart and as powerful as you say, I
find it plausible that those people exist.
Yeah.
I just know that being obsessed with who they are
but
and
I
where
also
they
don't
are
think they work well together
is unhealthy.
You know, I really find it difficult to believe that the the Legion of Doom, these super villains, can somehow
sit around a round table
and decide that they're gonna get along. I mean, you know, you would think that they would have the most deep rooted upsets with each other.
No, they've got to be fighting over power.
There has to be huge infighting among these people, and it's so much easier to just say, this group is doing that thing, and then once the news happens, to kind of warp it around whatever the story is. Just keep wrapping it back in.
The different mafias of the world will work together so long as it suits their interest, and for as long as it suits their interest, and then they can turn on one another.
And
necessary.
They do.
So, you know, I think it's important to not get lost in the weeds, and I feel like the conspiracy theories are the weeds. It's something to, you know, Bill correctly saw the lizard people conspiracy theory as a distraction. That's definitely a distraction. But that's how I view most of the conspiracy theories.
Right.
Now, Johnny,
I've got to be wrong on some of these, right?
Yeah.
And Lauren's got to be wrong on some of these, and Bill's got to be wrong on some of these.
That's what.
If you think that one of these people isn't wrong on something, then, you know, you're myopic.
Well, that's why I don't like to take a position on a lot of this stuff. I mean, I don't believe the government story about 9/11, but I also don't believe the conspiracy stories either. I don't know what the truth is, and I'm not going to spend any moment of the rest of my life trying to figure it out. Because to me, it doesn't matter. What matters is the government's getting bigger, they're getting more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive as every day passes, and there's all kinds of evidence for that. We don't have to look far to find the story of an old man being, you know, nearly crushed by a tank and 24 armed men who come after him for some junk in his yard. I mean, that's insane. And it's real, and I don't have to prove to anyone that that happened. And tomorrow there's going to be some new crazy story. If I go to photographyisnotacrime.com right now, I can find 5 stories easily within the last 5 days about photographers, video and still photographers, who've been threatened, who've been intimidated, who've been arrested by the police. Is there a conspiracy theory to stop photography? Maybe. I don't know. But I know they are trying to stop photography. I know they are threatened by it. 855-450-FREE. So I want to know what's happening. I don't care so much about the machinations behind it all. But if you do, you're welcome to spend all your free time on it, like lots of conspiracy people. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there, and if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you and buy whatever it is you need to buy. I just ordered a couple of those fast memory card things, SD cards. Gonna get some 64 gig cards for the recording of Keenvention, which is coming up. We'll tell you more about Keenvention in a little bit, but I like to video record all of the events, and having bigger cards means I don't have to change them as often. So I got them for $30 a pop. Pretty amazing deal.
Memory's getting cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah, it sure does. So you can go and get whatever you need through shop.freetalklive.com, and in a lot of cases have it delivered to you for free with the free Super Saver shipping option. The reviews are still the same. The prices are still the same. The selection is what you expect. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through our website, through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Now, Johnny Ray, you've been listening here as Mark and I have sort of gone off on this conspiracy theory rant.
No, I haven't been listening. I've been feverishly trying to find a link between Sierra Leone and the U.S. military bioweapons research.
Well, just to recap briefly for you, I feel like conspiracy theory is a big waste of people's time. Now, if it's your hobby, everybody's got to have a hobby, and you know, if that's what you like to do, is to dig into this rabbit hole, then you know, by all means, you got to do what you got to do to entertain yourself.
It doesn't seem like it would make you very a hobby that would make you very happy.
No, certainly not. If that's what you do to entertain yourself or keep yourself interested in life, then you know, who am I to tell you not to do that? I'm just telling you how I feel about it, and I feel like it's a big waste of time. I know there's a police state. I know that the government's getting bigger and more oppressive than ever. We see evidence of it every single day that we don't have to guess about. We don't have to speculate and theorize about the melting temperature of steel and what one scientist says over another scientist and fighting forever like these, you know, the 9/11 truth folks do. But I also think that the rabbit hole is a dangerous one as well. Because as you pointed out, Mark, it's not something that you're going to feel necessarily happy about at the end of the day. I mean, if what you're doing is you're reading conspiracy theory about how there's a group of people who are in control of all of the governments and the media in the world, and they want to eliminate 80% of the population from the face of the planet, and that, you know, they want to control and destroy and et cetera, et cetera. It's a very kind of depressing viewpoint, and it's one from which there's no real solution, right? Because the theory is that these people are in total control of the globe, that the Barack Obamas and George Bushes of the world are just their puppets. And so, you know, electing people isn't going to solve the problem, because these shadowy cabals are the ones running the show. And so what can you really do about it? I mean, ultimately, if those things are true, then the answer from the conspiracy world is print some more DVDs and distribute the truth, right? That's all they've got, because there's no real solution, is there?
Isn't there a place for that, though?
What do you mean?
Isn't there a place for education?
Yeah, absolutely there is. But not if the point of the education ultimately is that it's hopeless, right? That's the answer to this. That's where the conspiracy rabbit hole leads, is you learn, the more you learn about these conspiracies, the more you come to understand or believe that it's a total conspiracy to control everything, and that they are already in control, and that they're putting more controls in place, and that there's brainwashing and chemicals and, you know, human engineering and all kinds of crazy. That's not going to lead people to believe in a future. That's not going to lead them to have hope for freedom. And I think that ultimately it's a very...
But that's a practical concern. Either those things are happening, they're you know, warping our minds with fluoride in the water, or they aren't. And what your thoughts on the fluoride in the water doesn't really matter. Like, if you think that's a practical way to bring people to human freedom, it doesn't matter they are or they aren't.
Well, at least with fluoride in the water, you can filter your water and you can solve that problem, right? Like, that's something that you can handle. But a lot of the conspiracy theory leads down to the end game of this is this group, they're in control, whether you call them the Bilderbergers or the Trilateral Commission or whoever, they're in control, and what the hell are you going to do about it? You think Ron Paul's going to stop them? You think Rand Paul, whoever is the next hero of the moment? I mean, if these people are as ensconced and in power as the conspiracy crew believes they are, then all of this is futile, isn't it? What are you going to do if you wake enough people up to it? What's that going to do? What are they going to raid the Bilderberg meeting every year and shout? I mean, what can you realistically do about that?
It to some extent, and I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. And
just print some more DVDs.
The problem with the conspiracy theory stuff is you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. There's enough factoids and truthy information out there on both sides that, you know, it gets very...
Both sides. There's more than one side to the conspiracy world. But there's conspiracies about...
I just mean the yes no side.
I mean, you start digging down this rabbit hole, and then you start encountering the conspiracies about the conspiracies. So there's one of them that's about the network we're on, Genesis Communications Network. Oh, well, they're CIA front groups, say some of the conspiracy theorists. Ian Freeman is a federal agent. There's a website about that out there. So, I mean, there's all kinds of just crazy conspiracy out there. And how do you determine what's real and what's not?
I don't know. And that's really the very difficult and frustrating part is that there's, you know, no way to parse through all this information and decide what the truth is and what isn't. And at some point, it begins to look like the paranoid schizophrenics got together on the internet and came up with their crazy stories, you know, and got them together. Because I can tell you, if you had these theories 20 or 30 years ago, those are the words that would be lobbed against you. I'm not saying that everybody who believes these is paranoid schizophrenic, not by any stretch of the imagination. But at some point or another, we had this lady who would come into this gym where I used to be a personal trainer, and she'd talk about the black helicopters that were following her.
Oh, boy.
I'm reasonably certain there were no black helicopters following this lady.
So they had turned away before she got to the gym.
Whatever.
You would have heard them outside, right?
At some point.
No, they're silent.
I got tired having this conversation.
You know that they are. They're silent.
No, I never heard that a helicopter could be silent. That's news to me.
I got tired of having that conversation over and over again with her. You know, I just didn't know what to do with her anymore. Is she seeing helicopters and ascribing them to following her? Or is she seeing nothing and believing that helicopters are following her. I don't know. I felt really terrible for her. And she didn't want to talk about her medication anymore. At one point, she did want to talk about her medication and how she had been taking it and then wasn't taking it. You know, well, I'm certain what was going on with this lady.
It makes life more exciting if the helicopters are there for you, right?
Right.
Like if there are helicopters in the sky and you believe they're there for you, then that makes your day more interesting. Doesn't it?
But most of the conspiracy theorists won't go so far as to say somehow this is aimed at them, right?
Like no, they haven't gotten that paranoid yet.
It's not that crazy. So I don't know what to do with this information. In many cases, I find it very, very odd. But individually, when I look at these things, I'm like, oh no, I really don't think that passenger aircraft is spraying stuff in the sky. Nope, I don't.
Mm-mm. It's juicy and sensational, and I enjoy reading it. And so far, what I've seen about Sierra Leone is that there's a hospital in Kenema, Sierra Leone, that is supposedly being supported by the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. And a Liberian scientist was saying that they had run trials of an Ebola vaccine at that hospital, which is, he claims, is the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak over there. But I'm not seeing any real any hard links. It's all kind of a bit vague. But
not about uncommon for the conspiracy world,
right? So the great aha moment, or what they're trying to impart the conspiracy theorists to us, is that we're not in control of our government, and you can see that. It's not hard to see, just like were saying before, and that people can be evil to each other. That's also something that we've seen. The evil that the governments do to us is really hiding in plain sight. The drug war,
absolutely,
is, you don't need the conspiracy theories to see it. But
Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden. I mean, there's so much out there that is not a theory, and that's so crystal clear. And if I have limited time, and I do, and so do you, if we have limited time as human beings, and we have to be careful with, you know, what we spend our time on, and I would prefer to spend my time talking about stuff that's concrete, that no one can deny, that it's absolutely happening, and it's wrong. What these government guys are doing is wrong. And what the conspiracy guys allege is wrong, too. Like, if that stuff's true, then that's terrible. No doubt, whatever it is, whether it's spraying chemicals from the sky, or whether it's, you know, the 9/11 conspiracy, or you fill in the blank, whatever the conspiracy of the moment happens to be. Usually, if those things are true, then that's horrible as well. And it's not unbelievable that they could be true, some of them. It's not unbelievable that certain people in positions of power could pull certain strings and have things happen to benefit their power. Totally plausible. But I just rather would report and spend my time focusing on the things we know they're doing.
Or at least the things that aren't disputed. I don't know about no, but that are generally not disputed.
Well, right. I'm pretty certain that those guys came and raided that old man's house because it was reported in, you know, multiple locations.
Somebody will tell you it's a lie, though.
That's true. All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. And the ISIS video, come up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.